The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the gospel today, we heard that two people, a Pharisee and a tax collector, went up to the temple area to pray. We only heard who they were, their occupations, a little bit about their past, and their attitude and dispositions that time in the temple, and that's it. I wish we could hear the rest of their stories, what happened to them afterwards. After experiencing remorse and realizing his sinfulness, did a tax collector pursue and stay in the road of conversion? Did he make amends to the people that he took advantage of? Was he welcomed back by his community or by his family? And what about the Pharisee? Did he live up to his reputation? Was he able to keep his righteousness or his uprightness, and at the same time grew in charity and humility? Did he become less judgmental, less egoistical, and embrace God's mercy? We don't know the rest of their stories, and I guess it doesn't really matter. What does matter is the rest of your own story. Who are you in the gospel today, and how do you want the story to end for you? Both men, the Pharisee and the tax collector, were invited to embrace change and spiritual transformation, but I wonder if they pursued them. One of the things that I've often experienced in my own spiritual life is that, especially during this time of Lent, is there's so many things I want to change. And I start good, and I persevere at some point, but the biggest struggle is to be consistent. You know, consistency is, for me, is the biggest challenge of my own spiritual life. I know what needs to be done. I know what needs to happen, and I know I have the resolve, but it's just the consistency. And that's what I pray for every single day. Lord, help me to be consistent. Help me to be consistent. So looking at these two men in the gospel today, I wonder if they pursued what was happening in their lives. The tax collector was one step ahead already. The process of change can be frightening. It can entail a reorientation of their lives and their values, changing priorities and uprooting themselves from what was familiar. How do you want the story to end for you? Let our prayer be, Lord, give us the courage to take the first step to spiritual transformation. And with your help, may we stay in course and be consistent.